In what can only be described as an unusual legislative tactic, the DFL minority in the House last night embraced the Republican position on income tax cuts. DFL leader Tom Pugh offered an amendment to an unrelated bill that cut the tax rate on all three income tax brackets, including the half-point cut on the bracket for the state's highest incomes, which Republicans have been holding out for in negotiations with the Senate. At first, incredulous House Republicans resisted the DFL move, but eventually they went along and the tax cuts passed 129-1. DFL leader Pugh and House Republican Majority Leader Tim Pawlenty stood at the back of the House chamber as the votes came in, vying to take credit.
We're working together. Come on.
Well, okay, now make sure
we did it, right?
But the fact of the matter is, you weren't willing to do this last year. You're now taking credit for across-the-board income tax cuts, and less than a year ago, you all voted against it.
It was our amendment.
All I'm taking credit for is moving the debate along. We gave an opportunity. Thankfully, you guys took it up. You let us debate it tonight. Put your votes up. We put our votes up, and we did more than a handshake. We accomplished something.
The DFL-sponsored amendment actually goes beyond the across-the-board income tax cut the Republicans were looking for by doubling the size of the cut for the middle-income bracket. In the tax relief package, the income tax cuts alone would cost about $1.7 billion over the next 2 years. The DFL amendment also includes the Senate's version of sales tax rebates, the elimination of the so-called income tax marriage penalty, and more than $70 million in tax relief for farmers.
To begin with, when I saw the first Pew amendment, I thought it was nothing more than political games. Which it probably was.
Republican Speaker Steve Swigum says the DFL move took him by surprise, but he's happy with the result.
It certainly was an opportunity that was presented for the House to make a strong statement that we want permanent, significant tax cuts for every working Minnesotan. And it passed out of here with a strong statement that will be going over to the Senate. The Senate now has an opportunity, and to the House Democrats that joined us in this tax cut, I just say welcome from the dark side.
Democrats in the Senate may be wondering whether House Democrats have gone over to the dark side. For months, the Senate has been resisting the very income tax cuts that Pugh and his Democrats now appear to have endorsed. The few Senate staffers still in the Capitol building after the House vote appeared stunned by the development. And Assistant Majority Leader Ember Reichscott-Young called the House leadership out of control.
They're taking irresponsible political votes, and they're putting at risk the state of Minnesota's future and K-12 education just to benefit their top 6% of the taxpayers.
When asked whether she included House Democrats in her criticism, Young said she was talking about the whole House. The preliminary response from the Senate has been negative. Majority Leader Roger Moe is not likely to let the Senate roll over for a House-sponsored tax cut plan. Meanwhile, the jobs of 40 or more employees of the Minnesota Zoo hang in the balance. The House tax cut amendment was attached to a supplementary budget bill that's supposed to provide stopgap funding for the zoo, the Attorney General's office, and a variety of other state agencies running low on funds. Zoo officials have already warned of layoffs if the money doesn't come through soon. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.